For July such and such and such, it's Video Games Taco, Episode 2, The Re-Taco-in-in-in-in-in-in-in. Hey everybody, I'm Butt.
I'm Fartbeck.
And I'm Boner.
This is the Video Games Taco. Video Games Taco is what this is called.
Welcome to Video Games Taco.
And hi. Giggles.
And yeah, yes. We apparently got giggling a lot as one of our things on our resume now. So, Hooray. Good thing we're drinking on an empty stomachs.
Yay.
In beautiful San Diego.
San Diego.
I believe that is Spanish for a whale's vagina.
Oh, your Facebook post cracked me up and made me miss you guys.
What was the
she was like, oh, welcome back, whale's vagina, or something.
I have a really bad habit of doing that every time I'm here. I haven't been to SeaWorld yet, though, and I've been here for almost a week. And
so you got here before Comic-Con actually started?
Yeah, we got here Sunday. I think we got here Sunday and chilled out, and I literally did nothing with my life for like 2 days.
I'm still wondering what's up with the whale's vagina.
Oh, Anchorman?
It's from Anchorman.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an Anchorman quote.
You know, I have seen that movie, but I have no memory of it except for the part where the guy loves Lamp.
Aww. Oh. But
he loves death, too.
He also got hit with a trident. He killed somebody. He might want to lay low for a while, stay with some family.
I think we should blow this agenda up and do it all different.
Okay. Oh,
I know
shit.
That's not very Kevin of me.
No, yeah, I fuck this
you
agenda.
Know what? You are not your boyfriend.
Is
this is
true?
Not your beautiful house. This is not your beautiful wife.
My God.
Can everybody see me here doing the David Byrne dance with the hand cutting up my forearm? Oh, no, you can't.
Oh.
Well, too bad this isn't the Howard Stern show where they actually record video.
I could have brought my video camera, but I, whatevs.
Nah. So what's up in the world?
Comic-Con, motherfuckers.
Seriously, that shit just keeps blowing up every year. It gets bigger and bigger.
Makes my head hurt.
What about you, Jenny? Have you been enjoying Comic-Con?
I have been enjoying Comic-Con.
You've been here since the beginning, correct?
The beginning of time.
That too.
And space. And Comic-Con.
Yeah, Comic-Con 2012 is what I was thinking of.
Uh-huh.
God, that sounds so futuristic.
It really does.
It's the last one if the Mayans are right.
I never thought that I would live to be in 2012.
I know. I thought that, like, by then it would be the future and we would be eating, like, capsule food.
I didn't really realize that the world was going to make it to 2000 until it did.
Yeah, right?
Every year after that, I'm like, wait, what? Are you fucking seriously?
I have a funny age story where I just started this job in Chicago, and the head psychologist was talking about how they see, quote, non-traditional grad students. She was like, yeah, we had somebody as old as 36.
Whoa.
And so we're all sitting in the room, and I'm 36 and everybody else is 26, and everybody just started like laughing but wouldn't look at me because they knew. And it was really, no, it was funny. It was really funny because we had just been talking about how I'm old.
Oh, that's dumb. You're only as old as you feel.
I'm thinking 26. Does that work for you guys?
Yes, that works for me.
Okay.
You look 26, so
awesome.
Fuck it.
Yay.
So, not to make this podcast any more ADD than it already is.
No, yes.
I want to hear about your cat Adventureland.
Oh, right.
That is in your apartment.
So
you did what now?
I'm very much looking forward to you guys visiting. So because we have two floors in Chicago, the top floor has a border collie and a pug living in it, our housemates. And Ferdinand can't come upstairs because there's a gate there to protect him. So David, one of my housemates, he's French. That's why it's pronounced David. That, and I had a patient named David, and calling him David just seems weird. But anyway, so David built this crazy catwalk with different levels up the side of the wall, and even carpeted the strips of wood so that Ferdinand could, like, you know, do the scratching his claws thing as he walks up. And then he has this large platform that just kind of juts out of the wall now, so he could sit on the platform and watch what's going on.
That spoiled fucking cat.
Isn't that awesome, though?
That is so cool.
I'm jealous.
I want to have David as a housemate. I also want to be a cat.
How's Ada doing?
I miss Ada. Yeah. She's the best cat. We broke down a new barrier before we left, before we came out here. Yeah. I was sitting on the computer and she, I don't know if Zach ever mentioned it to anybody ever, but except me. But pretty much when he is on the computer, she is
on his shoulders. Oh, on his lap.
She's on his lap the whole time. Like sometimes she'll go to his shoulders, but she is pretty much, if you're looking for Ada and Zach is on the computer, Ada is on Zach's lap.
I don't know. Sorry to interrupt you. Ada is the smallest cat ever. Yeah, just for listeners.
She's like 12, but she's kitten size. She looks like a maybe 6-month-old kitten. But so I was on the computer, and when Zach isn't home and I'm on the computer, she comes and sits on my lap because we're friends and she tolerates me enough.
She loves you.
Yeah, she pretty
does.
That's
crazy.
It is crazy.
So yeah. New barrier broken. I was just hanging out. I was playing, I forget what I was even playing.
Did
some
you guys
game
break
on
the
Congregate.
Fart barrier?
Yeah,
are you comfortable
well, we've
each
done
other
that
now?
Forever. That was pretty much like
that was
day
date
one.
Two.
But
break the anal sex barrier.
No, out of nowhere, she just started purring, and she started rubbing her face against my cheek, and then she put her paws on my shoulder and kept rubbing her face against my cheek and purring, and I was like about to cry.
The significance of this has to be appreciated by everybody.
I have known this cat for 3.5 years, and she has never, like, I am missing skin from her.
Ada's basically openly hostile to most people.
Yeah,
she was extremely abused for a long time.
Yeah, really rough.
She's really tiny, she's like a little runt, and she looks very sweet. She has these like very sweet round eyes and calico-ish.
She's a tortoiseshell.
Yeah. That's what it is.
She has two blonde toes.
But when you go to touch her, she'll swat at you, like, and it's for keeps. Like she's not gonna let you go.
It's
she's
not
gonna
playful
take your
at all.
Arm
if
with
she can, if
her.
She can get a limb, she'll keep it.
Yeah. Right.
She's got a trophy case somewhere. That's really sweet. Yeah. I feel bad for taking it in the anal sex direction.
It's okay. No, you're allowed because you're Jenny. But. Yeah, it's just, I like almost cried. I like had to pause the game and just like sit there for a second like, holy shit, this cat likes me. She really likes me.
You know what we didn't do, you guys?
What?
We totally introduced ourselves as Boner Butts and Fart Bags. And we never said our actual names.
Oh, cool.
But I thought that was my name.
That's what it says on the driver's license.
I'm still confused about which one of us is Fart Bag.
Well, we could do it. Again.
Okay.
We could do it again.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Guess what my name is? My name is Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
What's my name?
Your name is Melissa.
Melissa.
Jenny knows everybody's name.
Yay, Jenny.
Yeah, so if you're out there in TV land and you want to know what your name is, just
TV
write to me.
TV land?
Courtesy of Wichita, Kansas.
Or Glendale, California. I watched so much TV when I was growing up, and every game show or anything they were selling online, it was always like, or, you know, send a postcard to P.O. Box, blah, 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 Glendale, California.
Write to me, Stickly, P.O. Box 963, New York City, New York State, 101-08-08.
Nice.
Baller.
Awesome. Right. So I feel like we have to balance out the cat talk, which happened very early on with some dildos.
Sorry. Were we saving the cat talk? I haven't seen the agenda.
Wait, I thought it went which... cats, boobs, video games.
There we go.
I thought that was.
I'm just saying we don't want to be the cat women, right? So balancing
it.
We're all kind of cat women.
Well, yeah.
I also like dogs. They're cute. I saw a couple cute dogs here. There was a cute dog in an
elevator.
Did
you introduce yourself?
To one of them, yeah. The last time I did, though, was we went up to Prescott for a weekend, and there was this dog that was all cute and looked at me and started wagging its tail, and I was like, hi, and put my hand out, and it was like, Jesus, okay, I won't touch you. It's all right.
That totally reminds me. Earlier today, I was telling Jenny, you're Jenny. I was telling Emily, she said, you know, we're trying to get Jenny up and at 'em. And I always thought it was up and at 'em, like ADAM.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I don't know why. It was just this sort of convoluted, you're getting up and you're getting Adam. Like, so
you're
going
to try to get me up inside of Adam?
Yeah, I think so.
That would be painful for all parties involved.
I feel like I go out of my way to make up things that don't make sense to make them make sense. The other thing was the song from Flashdance. Jenny, you and I talked about this. The song from Oh What a Feeling. Here's Believin'.
Oh yeah, you can.
I thought it said Oh What a Feeling. Here's Believin'. You can come on me now. I'm dancing for my life. Take your pants off and make it happen.
What?
You can come on
you
me.
Can come on me. Just
now I'm dancing for my life. That's what
Doesn't
I thought
it say
the lyrics
you can
were.
Count on me. Or something. I don't know.
You can call on me.
You can call on me.
It's take your passion. I thought
that's a really disturbing sexual encounter if you're dancing for your life.
Right?
Like you have to keep dancing until they come on you.
Ooh, that is disturbing.
Oh man.
And that's what I remember being like 9 years old and singing that song. And there was this other thing. We had this block party every year, and the city councilwoman was black, and they ran the block party. From like age 6 to age 11, I thought it was called the Black Party. And this is what, and my three best friends were black, and they never corrected me. And then,
let's go to the Black Party.
Yeah, I always thought that's what it was. Somebody finally corrected me, and I was like, oh my God, for like 6 years, I've been calling it this.
Wow. So to go along the lines with misheard lyrics, Jenny and I worked the booth at Comic-Con, the Kingdom of Loathing booth, booth number 1431.
Yes, 1431.
If you're interested,
we have comic books.
It's gonna be over by the time this even shows up on the internet. But anyway,
Oh well, I guess you didn't get a comic book.
Yeah, F you guys, order them online. They'll be sealed with a kiss. Gross. I'm not going to kiss all those comic books. I lied. But we worked the booth. Jenny got there at like 9 a.m., but I got there at like 11:30, and we worked the booth until it closed. Mm-hmm. And about 5 o'clock, we started going a little insane.
Yeah.
So there were lyrics, misheard lyrics that happened?
No, we rewrote some lyrics. I wanted to fix one of the things to hold the freebie Choose Your Own Adventures that we hand out. Or, I'm sorry, Select a Quest, or whatever the hell we call them, so that we don't get sued.
Well, verbally, we call them Choose Your Own Adventures.
Yeah.
But
orally,
the box that was, like a glass box holding them up to the side of our display case.
Plastic.
And it started falling. Plastic, whatever. What the fuck ever. It was clear. Plexiglass, whatever the fuck it was.
I think
was
technically
there.
You're correct. I think it's plexiglass.
It's some kind of material that is not either clear. Gold or...
Anyway. Continue, Emily. I apologize. Okay.
It's all right. I noticed that it started falling down a little bit because it was just taped to the side of this wooden display case. So I went to fix it, and I was like, oh, I put the tape away. And then I just sat there like, put the tape away.
Put the tape away.
Put the tape away. And we sat for the next 20 to 30 minutes. We were just making up songs that included the lines, put the tape away.
Yeah, Madonna's Holiday, I think, was a favorite.
If we put the tape away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
That is awesome.
It was so, like...
Yeah.
I was just waiting for somebody to come and arrest us for being insane.
I think I just died a little inside for not being a part of it.
I'm sorry. Aww. But we told you about it, and we should have recorded it or something. So
you should have. Well, you kind of just did, actually.
Yeah, live performance.
There is a douchebag video of us dancing like assholes.
Oh, man, it's going to be on, like, iHeartNerdGirls.com.
Oh, why are we even telling these people?
Yeah, you're advertising.
I said heart. I don't know what it actually is, but, we were just... I started doing ballet, and then Jenny started dancing next to me, and then this guy walked by and was like, hey, keep dancing. And I'm pretty sure he zoomed in on our tits bouncing around.
Oh,
I'm pretty
which is sure. Fine, well, what else is he going to do?
I would rather have
talk
just
to
my
you?
Tits bouncing around than me trying
then,
to dance in public.
We were really, it was really, really.
It's probably best I wasn't there.
Awkwardly horrible.
Have you guys seen anything good at Comic-Con? I just got here, and I tried actually to go to the Mattel booth this morning before the hall opened. They had stopped letting people in line. It was like 9:20.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want like two figures.
I heard
We know a guy that works at the Hasbro booth. He's right. Like one of the toy manufacturer guys, and he works at Hasbro. Hi, Brian.
Hi,
Brian.
Hey, Brian. He was telling me today that it got to the point where you had to go upstairs to get tickets to go down to stand in line, and they only let a certain amount of people in a day. So if they ran out of tickets, you just were wasting your time by standing in line. And I was like, I understand that, like, there are fire codes and shit, so
right.
They don't want anybody to die or get trampled if there's a fire,
right.
So, but it's also, like,
I don't understand how the lines fill up so early.
It's because of the people that are resellers that are on, like, the far end that is never crowded.
Oh.
Last year, we were in line for the Mattel booth for, like, 2.5 hours, and I just wanted my Hot Wheels DeLorean, and I wanted my Swamp Thing, and I wanted
gorgeous.
The something berries, just for the box.
The go like berries or something.
Ridiculous.
Frankenberries. Frankenberries, that's what it was.
Wow, really? Because I was just saying Frankenberries.
It was Frankenberries.
This year, Mattel has the exclusive, I think it's exclusive. I don't think they'll be selling it otherwise, but maybe. Sometimes they show up later on their website, but Neil Gaiman's Death.
Oh,
yeah, and that's what I want. Ooh, I'm tapping on the table, which Kevin warned me was a no-no. So I was hoping to get that, but I think I'll have to cheat and get in line before even they let like the pre-people in. Last year, you're not supposed to line up if you're an exhibitor, but I found if you're just really obnoxious and kind of just tell the police to fuck off, they don't really do anything. They say they're going to do something, but then if you fight with them long enough, then the hall opens and you're already in line.
As a Midwesterner, I would never, ever, ever attempt to do that.
Well, as a Northeasterner, it's the natural way of things.
I'm kind of jealous. You're kind of my hero.
You're mine. You're so nice. Living in the Midwest is really weird.
You don't live in the Midwest, though. You live in Chicago.
But when I'm on the bus, people talk to me.
Oh, do they really?
Yes, and it's very strange. Like, I learned the other day that this woman was going on dialysis for the first time, but she didn't want to because they wouldn't let her friends and family be with her, which I thought was strange that she would want her friends and family there, but I guess for support or whatever. Yeah. And then another time,
I'm going on dialysis.
So
you guys gonna come watch?
Somebody else just started talking to me about my iPad, and it's just very weird.
That's how I felt when I moved to Arizona.
Yeah,
Philly,
right?
Because Philly, like, people don't even make eye contact. And
you go into the grocery store like, in Phoenix.
People are just talking to you, standing in line.
Hey, how's your day?
What's going on here?
And you're like, what day? Phoenix. Fuck you.
Yeah.
How's your day?
Don't talk to me, asshole. I don't know you. I don't know your life.
I got a fucking parking ticket today. That's what you should say.
Yeah. I've never gotten a parking ticket, though.
How about a speeding ticket?
Nope.
Wow.
Seriously?
The only time I ever got in trouble with the cops, I was 17. It was like a month before I turned 18, and I got busted for curfew, and they towed my mom's car because she didn't know I had it out.
That's it.
Oh. Yep, and I was less than a mile from my house.
So you're not ADD.
I'm kind of ADD. I just am really paranoid, and I really don't like breaking the law.
So your anxiety trumps your ADD.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a
thing. I like to pathologize everything.
It's cool. You know what you're talking about. So you're not just like, so you don't jump off of buildings? That's weird.
I think I've gotten 11 speeding tickets.
Wow.
I've been involved in 14 accidents, one of which I went through the windshield.
I got in my first car accident ever, but it wasn't even a real car accident.
It was one fender.
My first car accident in which I was driving.
What happened? Did you hit someone with the car?
We ran into each other. He admitted fault because there was more damage to my car than his. All I got was a dent. It wasn't even a big deal, but it was pretty cool. It was scary, and it makes me really sad to think about. So I just have to think about, like, my bumper didn't fall off.
Yeah,
and
right.
It didn't hit my wheel well or right. my gas tank. Yeah. Like, everything's okay. And, yeah.
Yeah, that's really
sorry.
Scary.
You've been in 14 accidents?
Oh, don't be sorry. Sorry that I've been in 14. Yes, 14. That includes going through the windshield.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I've only been in like 3 total.
I have trouble paying attention. Also, with the speeding, was a real problem in Arizona because I would be paying attention and I'd be doing really well, and then I'd start singing along to the radio, and before I knew it, I was going 85, and they have those camera
things. You actually paid those things?
Well, the federal, the highway ones.
Oh, okay. The ones and that are actually
the ones
legally...
that aren't just like township, blah, blah, blah.
One in a school zone, and they actually came to my house about 5 times and finally got me. And then there was the red light, which strangely I fought because I went through it. The speed limit was 40 and I was going 25.
So you only went 25 through the red light?
Through the red light. So, and there's a video that you could link to and everybody's like zooming and then the light turns red and you see my car roll through the red light.
Wow. Did you actually go to court and fight this ticket on the basis that you were not speeding through the red light? You were going the speed limit through the red light?
I'm doing half the speed limit.
I'm gathering from you that that was...
ballsy.
Really? I thought it was just, like, clear that obviously I wasn't maliciously going through the red light. Obviously, I was going very slow to make sure that I didn't hit anybody, and I just happened to roll through the red light.
But you knew it was red, so the judge would have been like...
Well, I didn't, right? Because, like, all of a sudden it was red, and I was sort of in the middle, and I was going...
They turn yellow before they turn red.
I missed that.
It's kind of a thing that they do.
Well, the judge agreed with you. He was like, so you're saying that you shouldn't be fined and have to go to traffic school for running a red light because you were going 15 miles under the speed limit. I should probably have had the police check your blood level for like some sort of drug or something. And I was like, I want to speak to my lawyer. He was like, this is traffic court.
Did you actually have a lawyer?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
But at that point, I was just trying to be funny.
Okay.
I feel like the only time I've been to court was for that stupid curfew thing, and they just wanted, like, they took my license away for 6 months because wanted to set an example because that fucking county. I would call
was
it out.
Was this in Philly?
It was in Pennsylvania, yeah. It wasn't in Philly. I wasn't living in Philly proper at the time, but it was one of the suburbs, and they like to make examples out of people, which is why I know people that have been to jail for bullshit reasons, and... So I walk into the courthouse and there is nobody. There is the officer that pulled me over and the judge.
He actually showed up?
Yeah. He actually showed up.
That's
and I
crazy.
Walked into the courtroom and he snatched my hat off because from the age of like 6 to the age of 22, I wore a hat all day, every day.
I could totally see that.
There are like members of my family that do not recognize me without a hat on.
You probably look super cute too. Sorry, not too
late. I look super young. The reason I stopped wearing a hat was because Zach said I looked about 9 years old when I wear a hat, so I stopped.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he made fun of me a bunch about it, which is fine. It's all in good fun. But, it kind of made me realize that, you know, I'm in my 20s and I probably shouldn't be wearing a hat every day anymore.
I bet if that guy snatched your hat off and your head fell off of your neck, he would have felt
like a total asshole.
Yeah. But no, I just like turned around. He grabbed a little bit of my hair, too.
Did he? So, that's lame.
Hey, what's up?
Hey!
What you been playing, y'all butts?
Oh, man. I have been trying because I've been knowing that we're going to have to talk about stuff on the podcast. I've been trying to play things that are not Binding of Isaac.
Well, talk about a little bit about what you like about Binding of Isaac, because I've heard a lot from the guys about it, but I'm curious if what you can sort of add to that.
Well, one thing that I really like about it is... And I haven't heard the guys talk about this to the same extent.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're playing it as a resource management game to some extent. But that kind of is my favorite thing about it. Like, there are just all these interesting decisions that you have to make.
In terms of...
So you only have so many coins, and you only have so many bombs, and you only have so many keys. And that's determined by the random drops that you get.
Okay.
For the most part.
Do you have multiple weapons or anything?
You don't. So you have one weapon
is
your own tears.
Which, are you serious?
Yes. And you can upgrade it in such a way where, like, there are certain upgrades that have you shoot tears in 3 different directions at the same time or increase your tear
I have to play this game.
There are tons of power-ups. Okay, how much do you know about this game? Should I just back up and...
Well, I've heard the guys talk about it. It sounds like... Right. Let me see if I can remember. Something about a baby or a kid who has figured out that he killed all of his parents or something?
Well, no.
Oh, maybe that was a bad dream I had. Or a patient.
Oh.
Wah-wah.
They could not pay me enough to do your job.
They probably could.
I don't know. Maybe not. It would have to be a lot. It would have to never be enough sleep. That I could immediately retire from doing your job.
There were times where I had to, like when I was seeing patients in their own houses, come home and take a shower because it was just so disgusting seeing these kids. Like anyway. Binding of Isaac. So it is
so
about
let's talk
a kid.
About happy things like the Binding of Isaac.
I really. I am still too scared to play Binding of Isaac.
So it's that creepy.
It's creepy in terms of, like, if you... I know someone that shall not be named that refuses to play it for the same reasons that I kind of refuse to play it, which is, like, if you come from a household where things were okay, and, like, not saying that my childhood was totally shitty, but definitely, like, there were parts of it that were, like, what
dark.
The fuck?
Right.
Yeah. And... So it's a matter of like being able to set that aside, and just enjoy it because it's super amazing. It's really pretty. It's got the like, it's got the balance between cute and creepy, which is really cool.
I read an interview with him. He said that he had to make it cute because he couldn't just destroy people with this game.
Yeah, and these are the guys that made Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy.
Right.
Well, I think it was a different programmer.
Okay.
But the concept guy. Yeah. And it's actually about his childhood, like growing up with these very religious people. I mean, obviously his mom never tried to kill him, which is...
But that's what is the premise of the game.
I mean, as far as he tells the public, because...
So I feel like he would tell the public. I feel like he's that kind of guy who would just come out and say...
I saw him in Indie Game the Movie, and I just wanted to hug him.
Didn't you?
He was like a big teddy bear, and I just want to hug him.
Yeah.
And he was really articulate about the way that he kind of puts himself into the design of his games.
Yeah.
And that he, you know, he was explaining how he wants it to be fun, but also to be sort of representative or some like a chunk of what it felt like to be a kid playing these video games, at least with Super Meat Boy, having it be the kind of 2D.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that movie. I'm sorry, go back to
so Binding.
That's okay. So Binding of Isaac. So basically,
you use it as a resource management.
Yeah. Well, I don't use it as a resource management.
Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, I like it on that level.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to go back actually to the premise.
Okay, you should correct me on that.
I should correct you on that.
What is the premise? So the parents tried to kill him?
So the dad, I'm not sure what's up with the dad yet. I think that I still need to beat part of the game and maybe they'll tell me what's up with the dad. But the dad is like not in the picture and the mom is very religious and like watches Christian television
all
day, they say in the intro. And then she hears God's voice telling her that her son needs to be removed from sin.
Oh, Jesus.
So she locks him up in his bedroom. And then she hears God's voice saying that that's not good enough. She needs to kill him to prove that she loves God. It's
a very biblical,
very, very disturbing game thematically.
Okay.
And then a lot of the imagery, like a lot of the rooms are full of blood splatter and piles of poop.
Wow.
And
really
enemies,
disturbing.
The way that the enemies attack you a lot of the time, the enemies themselves are really disturbing. So there are some who basically shoot what I think of as laser beams.
Okay.
Because I've been playing this game for so long that I don't really see what's going on anymore. It's just, I'm just seeing the mechanics.
Okay, right. So
which
you're
is kind
of
the only way that I'm able to play this game for over 300 hours.
So you've kind of, over 300 hours.
Yeah.
So you've kind of sort of blurred out the content in terms of the disturbing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So until something new happens, which a bunch of that with the expansion, actually. Like there is an eyeball familiar now.
Okay.
It just like bounces around the room, and that's a power up that you can get.
Okay,
cool. This eyeball, and it's great. But when you get it, Isaac visually, that's another thing, is every time you power up Isaac, it's some kind of fucked up thing. Like, you find a wooden spoon that makes you faster, but then your character model gets, like, marks all over him as though he has been beaten with a wooden spoon.
So there's always some sort of side effect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of like medication. Yeah. Like, so it can Isaac, help you, but then there are side effects.
Exactly. They're actually pills that you don't know what they do.
Right.
Also, until you take
wow.
them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I put everything in terms of psychology and psychopathology.
It's working out for you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So you really enjoy this game, though,
I really like this game, despite the theme. Just mechanically, I love it. It's a lot of fun. I feel like I was talking about something.
Yeah, you were talking about the kind of the decision-making process and how you're given.
Oh, but also the eyeball.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Just when you get this eyeball, Isaac visually loses one of his eyeballs. And then the tears that he shoots start alternating between white tears and red tears.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Which is kind of, it's like a horrible detail on the one hand, but then it's awesome that they put that level of detail
into
it.
I want to be a little meta right now and notice that I bet we are very different in terms of apologizing when we talk over each other, which I never hear from the guys. They just kind of talk over each other, and I think it's kind of nice.
Right. You know, you hold the distinction of being the only girl that I know who will not apologize when someone bumps into her. Which is a thing that I love about you.
Oh, shit. We were also... Oh, I forgot about that part.
Oh, what part?
When we were talking about things that we've seen at Comic-Con so
far.
But
no,
we're, like,
let's go
so
back.
Far into this. And I was thinking about, like, what have I been playing so far besides the assignment? Not really much of anything because I've been at Comic-Con.
Right. So for your what you've been playing, you should talk about...
I've been
about
playing real life.
Exactly. So what have you, what came to mind?
I just, like, the entire experience, I walked around for a while on Tuesday, and it was amazing, like, just seeing things.
On Tuesday?
Like, gigantic, it was load-in, so it was gigantic things being erected, and, like, just dodging cherry pickers and forklifts.
That's
and
nice.
Just seeing things being built from the ground, literally from the ground up.
That's
and
the coolest part.
And it was just so cool to watch. And then on Wednesday, like, walking around before the floor opened and seeing things as they were getting the final touches.
That's
like watching guys on ladders polishing TVs that, you know, 200,000 people were about to look at, and I was looking at them just polishing it, like
that's
trying
my
to make
favorite
sure that it
time of day.
And of, like, the insanity of Wednesday night when it opened. It was just like,
were people running?
They had to announce about 2 dozen times, like, there
no
is no running,
running
in the convention
in the hall.
People,
no eating in the pool.
Yeah, people.
No peeing in the
people
pool.
Are going to throw you out if you are running to whatever you want to see. Because it was, you know, right from the get-go, it was like, oh, there are people that want to see this new thing. Like, I walked past one of 5 Walking Dead booths, and before the floor opened, like, none of the exhibitors saw this ahead of time, but one of the Walking Dead booths had a life-size... life-size mannequins of Michonne from the graphic novels with her brother on a leash behind her. Like, when you first meet Michonne in the graphic novels, she is walking through the woods with her brother on a chain. So then they have this other chain that you put around your neck and get your picture taken.
Wow.
And that just blew my mind. I was like,
I'm glad the comic
is so great
is being represented, because I feel like the TV show 1 year was sort of taking over the fact that it was based on the comic, which I find to be way better than the TV show personally.
And
sorry, Robert Kirkman, I know that you were involved in the TV show, and I'm really glad you were involved, but I feel like they kind of missed the boat.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of season 2, but apparently it was just not very well received.
So, Emily, you've been playing the new Telltale game, right?
Yes. Yes, I have. Yeah, I played through it completely.
What made you think of that? The Telltale? Is it a
it's
zombie?
It's Walking Dead.
Oh, is it?
We actually hung out with some of the dudes that worked on that game, which I didn't know. Awesome. Because it was in March when we were in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I just knew that, you know, they made Idle Thumbs and, you know, they were really cool dudes. And if I would have known that they were working on and thusly making and putting out into the world a Walking Dead game.
What's it called?
I think it's just called The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But you said Telltale.
Telltale is the company.
Oh, I see.
But, like, I was told, like, an hour later that that's who I was just hanging out with for 3 hours. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you for not telling me.
Yeah, really?
And, like, and Zach was like, oh, they also made the Puzzle Agent games. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, thank God nobody fucking told me, because I'd just be sitting there with my mouth open, like, can I have your autograph?
Right.
They made the Puzzle Agent games. Those were good.
Those were so good.
How's the Walking Dead game?
The Walking Dead game is amazing.
Are you playing it on PC?
Yes. Okay. I got it through Steam. It's basically like you pay, I forget how much money, but you get every episode as it comes out. There are supposed to be six or eight of them or something, and they just came out with episode 2.
Okay.
So I got to play through 1 and 2 right in a row because I bought it right after episode 2 came out, and it was just, I love the storyline. Mm-hmm. I love the way it's set up. The art is really beautiful. There are certain scenes that are just so nice looking. And
do you know who did the art by any chance?
I don't off the top of my
head.
I'd be interested
to know.
Yeah.
The first comic of Walking Dead, I can't remember the name of the artist, but it was perfect. And then they switched the artist, and it was like the entire feel of the comic switched.
Oh.
And so you had to get used to that again, which was fine. But it took me a little while to get used to it.
I mean,
I should check it out because I think I saw it on 360 on the Xbox.
It's on console and PC. I think it's even on, like, if you go through the PlayStation store, I think it's even on that.
Okay.
Don't hold me to that. I don't know for sure because I haven't actually logged into my PS store account in years.
So the one thing, I watched a tiny bit of the Let's Play, and I will let you, like, just go off after this, but the one thing that really impressed me, that I don't know if this is a thing that we should just start expecting from games, is there's a scene where a guy, like, slips in a pool of blood and falls down, and then he gets up and his shirt is bloody.
Yeah, and it's bloody for the rest of it. It is bloody, like, if you walk around that, it doesn't happen. But, like, I assume I fell in it, too. But, like, there are just certain parts of it. It is such a mix of, like, you only have a certain amount of time. Like, for instance, the first scene, you are handcuffed in the back of a police car leaving Atlanta, going to jail. Spoiler alert, you're a guy that's going to jail. And it's not even a spoiler because it's the first 30 seconds of the game.
Because I ran a red light at 25 miles an hour. Because I don't think I should go to jail for that.
I'm not going
to
spoil that part because...
Because the speed limit was 40. Come on.
Okay, now when you say it does sound ridiculous.
Thank you.
Anywho.
So like the opening scene, they're like running the credits and stuff, and they have, you know, you're talking to the cop in the front seat and you have all these dialogue choices. You can choose to be an asshole, you can choose to be nice and be honest and everything, and you can choose to be neutral. There's almost always a neutral reaction to something. And at one point it's like the camera is behind your head going, like, facing towards the windshield, and you see someone, like, shambling across the street, and you literally have half a second to react, and there are four things to choose from. You could choose to say nothing. If you don't react in time, you just say nothing. Yeah. And
so that's what,
like, I saw that guy
say anything, you just say nothing.
I guess. Yeah. I never really let it trigger, but because I'm just weird like that. But
I saw the guy
shambling into the road, and I was like, oh shit. And then the choices showed up, and the first one was, oh shit. So that's when I clicked.
Perfect.
That's so great.
I was like, that's exactly how I would react to that. But it's got such a really neat blend of like moral choices and necessity, and you really feel for the characters in this situation, which is something that I totally felt up to a certain point in the comics.
Yeah, definitely. Then it gets
where
it was like... But then there was this turning point, right? At least for me, there was this turning point where... No character seemed to have any redeeming qualities.
Exactly, yeah.
And it was so dark that I found myself reading it and going to bed and feeling filthy and sad. And And I was like, bleak. but at the same time,
realistic and bleak.
It speaks to the power of the comic, right? Yeah. To make you feel so awful that it invades your life outside of the reading experience.
I feel like I respect those things, but I don't necessarily want to experience them.
I got to that point, definitely. Yeah. I haven't been reading.
That's where I got with Game of Thrones, somewhere around the fifth book.
Oh, jeez. I haven't read it at all.
I haven't read any of it.
Oh, it's depressing. I'm a jerk. Don't get attached to any character, because the ones that don't die, you'll wish they had just died and gotten their miserable lives over with.
Wow. I've heard that. Yeah. So I have been playing this game called Warp.
Tell us about Warp.
Xbox 360.
You mentioned it, but I don't know anything at all about it.
Well, I just started playing it. I think it's one of, I think I got it out of like the indie game sort of marketplace or what have you. But you're basically like this little alien and you're super cute, which I know is very girly. that is something I find appealing.
That is a quality of a game.
I go through phases where I want a very sympathetic character or I want a complete douchebag asshole, and right now I'm wanting a sympathetic character. And so you're this little cute alien, and you wake up and these scientists are experimenting on you, and they're taking out your organs. And it's not very graphic yet.
Are the organs cute?
They are kind of cute. You have this like glowing thing that is your heart, sort of, or like the core of what you are, and they've taken it. And so your task is, when they first open the game, is you have to like make it through all these tests, which to me was very sort of relevant, just being a psychologist and putting people through these kind of tasks. So I'm this alien with no soul, and they're making me run these mazes and do these different things, and you really feel like you're being sort of subjugated or exploited or tested on, really. And then you actually... So then you get your sort of core back very early on, and then you just, the first part of the game is just, I don't know if it's the entire part of the game because I haven't played it through, but is getting out of this testing facility. So the mechanic, the like sort of key mechanic of the game is that you warp into and out of objects, and that is how you get around. So people will be shooting at you, and you'll warp into like a trash can there, or you'll warp through a wall. You can also warp into people and then blow them up. So you have all of this energy, and once you warp into an object, you can sort of like spin your energy to an extent that you blow that object up, and that object could be a person.
That's crazy.
So all of a sudden it goes from cute to like sort of frantic because you're trying to get out of this testing facility to very gory because you're in this person and you blow them up and there's blood and guts everywhere. But it's this great mix of like Portal and a little bit of gore and a little bit of content in terms of the theme or the story of escaping and figuring out what it is you have to do next. Wow, I highly recommend it.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I've been, what else have you been playing, Jenny? Man.
I just remembered, I want to bitch about this Karate Kid iPad game.
Yes,
there is a Karate Kid iPad game?
So, yeah, I don't know why I did this. I think I was just on my iPad in that like weird mindless state where you're just on the App Store and you're like, what's free? I like Kung Fu.
I like to think of it as you want to experience as much as possible.
Oh, that's a good spin.
I know. Yeah. Even though I totally know the like the sort of days you're talking about where you're like, like when you open the refrigerator and you don't really want something to eat.
Yeah, you're not even hungry.
Right, but you're in there and you're like,
there's some cheese.
First world problem. Yeah.
And then you close the refrigerator and you go back to your seat and then you get up and open the refrigerator again because there might be some new food
right,
in there.
Exactly.
You don't know.
So that's what you're doing.
You don't know how refrigerators work.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I got this Karate Kid iPad game that I think the draw was like you can level up your kung fu with like 5 different mini games. Like, I want to level up my kung fu with 5 different mini games.
I like leveling up my kung fu.
Right. Although that's problematic. Because I kept getting these things like, you've learned Fist of the Iron Bee Strike. And your belt just changed color again. But I couldn't find a screen that showed you the stuff that you'd unlocked.
So you're not even sure.
So I don't, and it's like.
So you get these skills and you're not really sure like how to execute them?
I don't know if they're even skills or if they're just a purely cosmetic thing that I unlocked. I wanted a screen because I feel like if you're going to earn stuff and unlock stuff, there needs to be a screen where you can look at the stuff that you have.
Yeah,
you
go, that makes
sense. My belt is yellow. And I feel good. I feel like I didn't waste my time with this fucking stupid Karate Kid game.
Right, right.
Yeah. But the part that I really want to bitch about, I was really excited for a second because they have, this is the only time I've seen this in game format, there is a fly catching mini game where you're catching flies with chopsticks.
No shit.
Yes. Yes.
I refuse to believe that exists.
I will show you later.
I don't want to know.
I will show you later.
Are they big flies?
Bliss.
They're fly-sized flies. You're basically like pinching the chopsticks, but it's hard to do, and you have to kind of hold your fingers together on a fly for a while.
Like you're as if you're holding the chopsticks.
As if you're holding the chopsticks.
Okay, so that's
the chopsticks are like in a kind of fixed. They're not in a fixed location, but they're on the screen, and you put your fingers on the chopsticks, and then you can drag them around
and then pinch your fingers. And like catch I'm smashing your head.
Yeah,
crash. And the flies. Crash.
Some of them move slowly, and some of them move more quickly, and some go in circles. And
do you get bonus points for the fancy ones?
Nice.
No, not that I know
lame.
Of.
Bullshit. So I don't want this to exist, and it shouldn't. So, it is like a fucking mutant baby.
So the thing that makes me really mad is these 5 mini games. Sorry. I just know. You know how you do the thing where you're talking and then you'll realize that someone said something really fucked up, but you've been just like, yeah, and then this parking meter.
I apologize.
I was standing by it.
And sorry.
And what? What? Mutant baby?
Jenny, you are totally awesome, though, about continuing to go, like continuing to talk. Are you shushing the mutant baby? Yeah.
That mutant baby needs to go back to sleep.
So when you saw you saw the chopsticks with the fly, were you excited at first? Like, oh my really god, excited. Finally.
I was really excited about this stupid chopstick fly game because I didn't realize that was something I had always wanted in a video
But
game.
All of a sudden, it had fulfilled this hole that you didn't realize you had.
Yes, this is perfect. But the problem is that all of these 5 mini games are supposed to teach you like a character trait that is very important for Kung Fu and leveling your Kung Fu and being a Kung Fu master. And the trait that the Chopstick Fly minigame was supposedly teaching you was patience. And then I got in there.
Grasshopper.
Midwestern grasshopper.
Where is the creme de menthe? And I got in there and discovered that this was a fucking timed mini game to teach you patience.
No.
I hate this game.
Wait a minute. That
doesn't
even
make
any
sense.
It doesn't make
any sense at all.
Someone burn it.
Yeah. I didn't notice it was timed right away. So I'm like, okay, I'm being patient, like the thing says. And I'm very slowly like just catching these flies. And then I was like, oh, your time's up. And you fail, and you suck, and your belt doesn't change color, and fuck you.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
I want everyone to know that if Jenny is upset about this, then it means...
It's really a fucked up thing.
Because you have more patience than any woman I know. So the fact that this game that teaches you patience pisses you off, it tells me that...
I did sit outside this apartment building for an hour and a half. Waiting to be let inside this podcast. Because, I mean, I didn't...
You got here early?
I got here kind of early. I didn't really need to be anywhere else.
Her phone was dead.
Yeah.
What did we do before cell phones?
This is a really horrible thing, and it did make me sad that we were all so, so dependent on our phones.
Yeah. We really were.
Because I got to the point where I like had to go
if you don't hear from someone
because I didn't have to go with Zach to the convention center, but I was like,
but
you
erred on the side of caution.
I'm gonna send some text messages because I don't want to be in downtown San Diego inhaling dog piss and sweating my ass off.
It's
for
really
an
hot
hour.
Outside,
so I was like, okay, well, I will just I will hang out here in the air conditioning and watch my boyfriend awkwardly sign autographs.
And was it'll that be awesome?
Hilarious. Yeah, it was how was hilarious. That? Hilarious. I didn't spend much time at the booth itself because
So this Doug, is the is, Kingdom of Loathing booth
yes,
at Comic Con.
1431.
1431.
And Zach, so, a.k.a. Jick, was so the, signing autographs.
Yeah. So the artist for the comic books, Doug, was at the booth, and our good friend Patrick, who tried to sell me to a random person.
For how much money?
$0.
What?
That's, yeah, that's not selling. Zero.
And
that's
then there was away. A girl there that was like, you know, I could beat him up for you. And I was like, yeah, you should. And she said, you know, caffeine is my weapon. And I said, you should give him enough caffeine to explode his heart.
And I could just, do half a million. They were like, starting half a million.
I'm worth half a million dollars to
you? Minimum. That's and then so you auction cute. It off. Because right? I yeah. think that yeah. your worth is definitely way more than half a million. Thanks. But you got to start yeah. somewhere, so then
and you can't do a silent auction, you have to do like a public thing,
you have right. to scream your yeah. bid. So like the booth was really busy and crowded, and I'm really sad that Josh wasn't there, Mr. Skullhead mm-hmm. wasn't there, because he would have been able to
he's like the would you say co-creator, or like
yeah I would say of he's Kingdom the co-creator of Loathing. And he's like super great, and I'm really glad he's home and he's getting better, but yeah.
So for everybody who doesn't know, Skullhead, aka Josh Knight, co-creator of Kingdom of Loathing, had a pulmonary embolism and a deep vein thrombosis in his leg. Yeah, and he ended up in the hospital stuff. For yeah, a couple of weeks.
He was yeah. he was only there for like a week. He was sick for a while.
Yeah, exactly. He should pretty, have been there longer.
He was
yeah.
pretty incapacitated, and he got surgery in his leg, and they
did they actually did surgery.
They did surgery. He got a mesh screen filter thing put in one of his arteries or something. I'm not really sure of the details, but I know that happened, and they found out that he has like a clotting disorder.
Yeah, the it's so a he has gene.
To take. Yeah, he has to take
Klonopin?
Yeah, Klonopin.
No, Coumadin.
Coumadin.
Which is a
is
blood thinner.
It's like Coumada, but not...
Yeah, Klonopin is for anxiety. Okay. The only reason I know the Coumadin is because I was on it for 9 months. Because okay. I also had a deep vein thrombosis. Yeah. But so I don't have his... like, he has a congenital disorder, yeah. they discover.
It's like in his... His blood just wants to coagulate.
Right. It happens. Wants to make clots.
Yeah.
So, which is good to an extent, but when it gets too crazy.
I mean, being a hemophiliac about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I knew a kid in high school who was a hemophiliac, ooh, and it was like he would get a paper cut and have to leave school.
Oh, that's and, scary.
Yeah. So,
was his name Ryan White?
No. His name is actually Colin Callahan. Hi, Colin, if you're listening.
Ryan,
are you making AIDS jokes?
I wasn't really making an AIDS joke, but
hey.
Ryan White, like when I hear hemophiliac, I think of being like 10 years old or whatever age I was and watching the Ryan White story and thinking, oh my God, I'm going to get AIDS.
Oh,
because
wow.
I was a total, like, what's it called? Hypochondriac?
Yeah.
I should know that word.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, we have to go back where we were.
So they were doing the signing at the booth.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to go there for that.
Did Riff get punched in the face?
No. Apparently there were these girls that were supposed to come by the booth that were handcuffed together that were, like, super big fangirls.
Wow.
Super big fangirls. And Patrick told me that if they came by, I had to take video of it with my phone and post it to the internet immediately. Yes, they were handcuffed together, and they were super KOL fangirls. I don't know why they
but
were handcuffed together
or anything. But did they look like a KOL character?
I've never
character?
Seen them. Huh. Never seen them in
so
my life.
So they weren't dressed up?
I still haven't seen them.
Oh, you
like,
so you're
I
not
just
sure.
heard about them and that they yeah. were going to be super fangirls. And it was really cool because Doug, the artist for the comic book, was there, and... So he got this. We sold probably most of our comic books
nice.
During that hour.
Nice.
Which sucks because I didn't bring enough because I'm an asshole.
Aww.
But
you did such a great job
thanks.
With the merch, though.
Yay.
And that was an alarm telling me that I am popular.
Oh, cool.
Let's
you are popular.
See.
I want to. Can we hit a mark so that I can pee and get more beer?
Sure.
Sure, but do you guys want to hear this text message from
yes,
my mother?
Yes,
yeah,
I
let's
do.
Listen to it.
We are leaving for Barbados at 5 a.m.
Cool.
Talk to you in a week. Okay, Mom. Love you, too.
Wow. Wow. Did you know they were going to Barbados?
I did not. But they're like 63 going on 30.
So they could just go to Barbados at any time. Oh,
we are. I love
prepared them. For this eventuality. Hi, Sweetums. Tell your brother we left. We yeah. are not calling yeah. him.
Let's take a break.
All Yay. Right. Can we go to Barbados?
Where were but. We? So, we talked about what we've been playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've really only been playing The Walking Dead. I played a little bit of The Secret World when it was still in beta, so I'm not sure if I'm allowed to talk about it, even though it's already been released and I'm about to buy it as soon as I get home from my trips.
Yeah. I feel like it's out. You can probably talk about it.
I could probably talk about it.
Why don't you talk about it, and then we'll talk about our assignment.
Really, really, really like Secret World.
Oh, God, this beer is awful.
Yeah.
Oh, can I do an anti-ad campaign?
Sure.
Tecate? That's all. That's Go Tecate? On, Emily.
Seriously? but The Secret World, it's amazing. My character is an Illuminati, and or it was. It got deleted.
Mm. So the Illuminatis are, so the way I understand it, there are three factions.
Yep.
And they're like the paladin guys who will kind of like destroy evil at all costs.
It took me a long time to decide which faction I wanted to be a part
How
of.
How did you decide which faction you wanted to join?
To be honest, the ones that I could understand the best. Like, okay. Because the Illuminati just, to me, you know, had no accent and anything.
Mm. Oh, so like actually understand the best? Like you're on the like, phone trying to order, I felt like Indian food?
I felt like if I was going to be playing a game through long enough right. that I was being given quests and there were minimal subtitles. Like when I played it, there weren't that many subtitles available. So I was like, if I want to be playing and understand what I'm about to do and what I'm trying to do, and you know, understand cutscenes and shit that don't have subtitles. So I went with Illuminati. I forget what the middle one was called, but the other one was called Dragons. Mm-hmm. And the entire original video to get you like when you were choosing your faction, it was all in Japanese with subtitles. And I was like, there's no way, like, I, yeah, but it was Japanese.
And the peanuts.
So I just got to the point where.
So it was actually all in Japanese?
Yes.
There was no English?
From the beginning video. Like, it makes you choose a faction before you play any of the game. It's not like you get approached by somebody in a dark alley that makes you choose a faction. Like, it is.
I hate when that happens.
You don't, like, you choose a faction before you even create your character. And also the character creation is super weird because the only thing that shows up on your character as you're running through the world is your weapon.
Oh.
Hmm.
Like, you get talismans and you get headgear and stuff and none of that is really visible.
Nothing visually changes.
Yeah, except when you change your weapon.
So in the character creation, do you have a lot of options for what you look like?
You do, yeah. My girl had blue hair, which I'm sure there are a million girls that have blue hair, but now.
But that one is yours.
That one is mine, even though she doesn't exist anymore. She got deleted when they released the game. But
And what was this game called?
The Secret World.
Oh, The Secret World.
Okay. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to talk about it. So if I'm not, Zach can totally just edit this out. But, I mean, it's just the starting area is like super Lovecraftian zombie monster area. And it's like in New England on the shores.
And it's all modern day, right?
Yeah. It's super fun. And I just really, really enjoyed it. It was just an amazing thing for them to put out, and I am getting to the point where, you know, the more I hear about it, because I hear people like Zach has played a decent amount of it because he bought it pretty much the day it came out, and I'm like, after I go to San Diego, I'm going to Seattle, so I'm not.
You are? What's going on in Seattle?
A friend of mine got married, and I'm going to
awesome.
His wedding reception, so. Yeah, that's like I'm going back to Phoenix for a day and then flying out.
That's rough.
But Nah, it's okay. I mean, we'll have a few days after Comic-Con to just kind of hang out and do nothing.
Nice.
Stone Brewery, what? But yeah, Secret World, amazing. I like it was buggy when I played it, but of course it's going to be buggy.
Right.
And I hope they fix that and that I will play it when I get home and it'll be nice. Fucking amazing, because it was amazing to begin with. Like, just the it was just enough open world and just enough linear.
I love that.
That it was just, when it's just the enough. Perfect yeah. balance that even if there are like 50 other people in the same area as you, you can all find something to do.
Nice.
That's
and
cool.
There is no like stepping on people's toes and nobody steps on your toes, and it was just really, really nice.
Did you have the problem Zach was talking about with spoilers in the chat?
Yes. We were in chat at the same time, actually, and I watched people just jump on him for just saying into the chat that he didn't think that that should be allowed, and everybody was like, oh, you're such a douchebag, and blah, 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 like, whine more,
because
asshole.
He wanted to protect the content.
Yeah. Because, like, it was just, he just said, hey, guys, maybe you shouldn't give away the entire quest line to these people that are just now logging in for the first time. And it was like everybody jumped on him, and I was like, guys, seriously, chill the fuck out. I didn't say that because I didn't want them to jump on me too, because
the
internet guys. Very northeasterner of you to not say.
I know.
So should we talk a bit about the assignment?
Let's do that.
So what we played this week was
Project
800-8135
83113
blobs.
iPad,
iPhone. Do you say when you pronounce it, do you say the numbers? Do you say Project Bell? How do you even talk about this game?
Oh, I guess I always say the numbers.
I've been saying the numbers 83113.
Okay. It's an iPad/iPhone game predominantly.
So did we all play it on the iPad, or
I played it on the iPad, but I also played it on my Droid because I knew no one else was fucking gonna. So
no one else in the world.
No one else in the world.
I hate my Droid. It's been dying every 2 seconds.
I thought you were gonna have an iPhone.
I think,
by now.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
I think that is part of the mystique of being in San Diego is that phone batteries die really fast, because that, like, if I don't charge my phone every night, it will die.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
So anyway, Project 83113.
Maybe we're just using it more than we usually do.
What'd you guys think?
The art, like, I feel like the environment of it was very well done.
The art was
agreed.
Fucking hated the controls. I hated them.
So, backing up, the premise is this creature has been sort of created to...
So there are some organic creatures. I think they're called the Organics. And then there is Machine.
Right, which is the big bad.
Yeah, the race of machines, I think, that are... Or is it just one dude?
And then there's a cute little fuzzy guy that the Organics made that has four arms, and he's so cute.
And four guns, and I think it's actually a girl.
Yeah, she's named Belle.
Yeah.
But he kind of, actually, she's kind of...
She's kind of unisex.
She could go either way.
Being pink. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I just didn't see a penis.
Do you know if she's single?
No.
Okay, but she's definitely bi, right?
She could be.
So I've got a chance.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not actually interested in dating a tiny cat thing with four arms and
that
guns.
Is imaginary.
But if I change my mind.
I like how they set up the story instead of kind of just detailing it out in text
it's all visual.
Right. Yeah. So they show you these stills, this series of stills.
Beautiful.
Kind of.
It was very.
The art is
very
beautiful.
Nice.
Sort of. You know, like a storyboard almost, explaining, you know, how she had come to be in this position where she's trying to defeat Machine.
There's a scene where someone's holding her out, like that scene in The Lion King.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
Chosen One.
Adorable.
Did you guys actually give a fat shit about the story?
No.
I felt like I rage quit enough times that by the time a cutscene came up, I was like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. That makes me feel so much better because, like, so you start it, and like you were saying, the art is great.
It's the swiping.
The swiping.
Yeah. kills me because it's like, oh, you have to jump from platform to wall to platform to wall to platform to wall to platform to platform. So, like, you have to swipe left or swipe right, swipe left, swipe right, swipe, swipe left, jump, 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 jump. Like, it's just.
And the way you jump is you swipe up.
Yeah, you swipe up, and then after you learn how to do it, you can swipe up twice and do a double jump.
What?
Oh!
When did they explain that?
Yeah.
It's a thing that only happens. I think you get to the scene, and there's one of those little, like, tutorial boxes.
I totally did not hit this.
Those assholes.
And before it tells you that you can do this, you're actually not able to do it. Because I unlocked it on the iPad, and then I got to the droid, and I just was not able to double jump because I hadn't gotten to that
part. What level was it?
I think it was in World 2 somewhere.
Seriously?
Yeah.
We both apparently missed that.
Yeah, I did
even
not.
Even the, like, so you can jump up, and then if you hold your
figure,
you
glide.
You can theoretically glide.
But, yeah,
it's kind of like a Princess Peach from Mario 2.
No,
deal.
No. You could actually glide with Princess Peach.
I felt like half the time with this gliding bullshit that they try to do, because the one part where you are on this platform that is moving, and there are these lasers, so you have to jump and glide.
Yes.
My shit would automatically jump again when I landed.
When you lifted it over your finger.
And it drove me nuts when you took your finger away from gliding.
So you had to time it so that when you lifted your finger from gliding the first time,
you had room to jump again.
Exactly, over these lasers.
Or else the lasers would take away enough of your health that if you got hit by one of the fucking enemies after that, you just die.
Yeah.
So with each level, it's basically, what would you call it, like a 2D platformer?
It's a 2D platformer.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of Sonic the Hedgehog-y more than, because you're pretty much just constantly moving. Like, you can stop yourself, but that's, like, you have to do a finger press.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even understand.
Stop yourself. I feel like the controls, like the tools that they gave you, and then the platforming that they expected you to do did not jive at all.
I totally agree.
You're constantly moving. There's this fixed amount that you're jumping.
I was shocked by how well it was rated, because to me it was not fun at all.
I think if they made it so that each of the tutorial boxes had an invisible line that was vertical, so that there was no way for you to jump over one, there was no way for you to miss one.
Yeah.
If they made it so that it would just stop you.
So that you could understand.
That you could learn everything. Because the controls would have been a lot less caustic to me if there would have been something that was like, oh, you can double jump. Yeah. Because you're in World 2. You can totally double jump. When I'm at World 6 and I'm like, how the fuck do I get over this? Like,
I was freaking out.
World 2, I meant like the big World 2.
Right.
Like the second island.
I haven't gotten to the second island.
Yeah. So until it actually tells you can do that, you can't do that.
I see.
So that's probably why you guys haven't.
But it's still
bullshit. Feel like it would have been helpful to be able to do that in the first world.
Yeah, it would have. I kept trying to do it on my droid.
I was complaining.
Was not able to, and it was annoying.
I was complaining to Kevin because I am super concerned about playing when I'm not supposed to be playing, because there was this time where I was at my friend's house and I was playing Pac-Man, the sort of rebooted Pac-Man that's part of this like 360 game compilation. And I was playing it for like 10 minutes and my friends are sitting behind me laughing because I was playing the start screen. So this is how I felt playing Belle, because she just shoots at things without you having to be the one
to
tell her to shoot at things. And so
that's a thing we didn't mention. Like, the platforming, the jumping and the soaring and stuff is entirely up to you.
The shooting,
as the player, the shooting
to
Belle
fucking
is out of,
do with.
You can also, you can blast things.
Yeah, you can blast.
By tapping on them.
By tapping on the enemy. And I thought that this was, like, the one interesting thing in this whole game is that your health and your energy that you use to blast things shares a meter.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what the fuck? Why is my health going down?
Yeah.
Obviously, I can't put two and two together. But when I was playing, I was like, why is my health going down just because I'm shooting things?
Yeah.
On the one hand, conceptually, it makes sense. on the other hand, it's like, I can't get through this fucking level because you can't, there's all this, you have to jump lasers and the controls are not precise enough that you are able to master the challenge.
Controls, it almost feels like they had one entirely different team design the controls for the jumping and then a completely different team on level design.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys got to, I think it was World 6 where there are all these platforms that kind of appear places and you have to jump to them, but like
you can't stop moving in time.
Moving, and the distance that the platforms are apart from each other is not conducive to jumping the way, the only way that you can jump and like soar. And one, the way that it felt to me was, okay, backing up, a thing that I like in games is when they give you a situation and you figure out how to deal with that situation. Like Mario, when he sees a mushroom, Goomba, coming at him.
He jumps on it and he moves on.
He jumps on it and he kills it and he moves on. And then he learns and then you build on that.
I totally agree.
And this there's game, no building. There was no learning. There was no building. I felt like, because I made it to the middle of like the third island, I think, just by blundering forward until I hit a checkpoint without dying.
I am so glad to hear that from you, because I was playing it and I was thinking, why is this game rated so highly? Am I just fucking retarded? And then I was like, well, yes, I am retarded. But in addition to that, there are just some pieces of the game were really frustrating and it was stealing all the fun.
It was a matter of being able to control yourself long enough to be able to basically train your hand to do this succession of things that you knew you needed to do in a certain amount of time, and then being able to get past it, because all of a sudden it would just, and it kind of reminded me of callback time, Limbo, where timing had a lot to do with shit. And so like,
but there was more puzzle in Limbo, and there was less like puzzle in this.
Project Bell was basically the only puzzle that there was how do I get to the end of this without dying 600 times?
Exactly.
And you could get to the end and not know really how you did it.
I know. It's like some of it was just dumb luck of just me like tapping and swiping and I'm at the end now. Good.
The only time that I felt like I was building up any skill, because I went back and I was like, I'm going to get the freaking champion badge on as many levels as I can. I gave up after level 7 because level 8 is fucking hard.
I didn't even get to level 8.
It's fucking
hard
to get this champion badge.
I forget how far I even got on it, because I just said fuck so many times while the people around me, because I played it here. Like, we were in San Diego, so there were at least 3 other people here in the condo with me. And they were trying to sleep. No, they haven't played it. But they were trying to sleep, and I just kept like yelling, like, fuck, god damn it. Like, I was like, so I felt like close, Kevin. And I have to start all the way back at this fucking checkpoint.
You were Kevin, what the fuck? God damn it.
This is the most.
God
This is the most I have ever felt like Kevin playing a video game. But yeah, so I'm trying to get the champion badges on the early levels, and that was the only time I felt like I was gaining any skill, but I felt like I was gaining skill at those levels. Like, I was just learning a sequence, like a very particular sequence applied to that level. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it sucks, because that game totally has so much potential.
I liked the weapons. I like unlocking weapons.
Yeah. I liked the poses. So, like, when she would be flying through the air and, like, her arms would fly every which way to shoot these ships. Yeah. But I didn't like that I didn't have control over it. So it wasn't something that I felt like I was doing.
It was, like, the auto fire is something that if I had the option to turn it on, I probably would have turned it on. But if I could have had a couple of spots where, like, I want to go for the guy that clearly has more hit points to get him out of the way, because the other smaller guys are going to do less damage to me. I know that because I play video games and that's how it works.
What I wound up doing was using the Sonic Stunner, like, fully upgrading the, or the Sonic Seeker? Sonic Seeker. The Sonic Drive-In. The Sonic Screwdriver. The Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
The Sonic Cranberry Slush.
Available for a limited time. Wow. I don't even remember what the beginning of that sentence was.
Oh, probably yeah, the word you Sonic upgrade. Yeah, you upgraded the Sonic Seeker.
Yeah, I upgraded the Sonic Seeker, which was good because then it only cost like 10 energy, and it just felt like you got a lot of bang for your buck because it would like chain, so you're blasting pretty much everything on the screen when you're blasting an enemy.
But you can do that with bombs too, but you only have a certain amount of them.
You only have so many bombs, and it didn't explain that to me. So it was, use bombs to get out of a tricky situation. Okay, bomb, bomb, bomb. Oh, I'll never get any more bombs.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Ever.
Ever. Because fuck giving these people money. I gave them a dollar.
I didn't give them any. It was free.
I gave them a dollar just because I...
Was it a dollar for the phone where it was free for the iPad?
I can't justify giving these people a dollar. I'm just going to
So for me, it was free. I definitely would not pay anything above free.
I'm sorry to Zach that has to fucking edit that out. Because
that was just my fault.
So grating.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I wasn't impressed. I mean, I was impressed in some ways, but ultimately, I didn't have a really great time.
I actually gave them a dollar because I had paid a dollar for The Sims fucking Medieval earlier on the EA sale.
Last time I gave The Sims money, it was for, like, The Sims 2 plus every fucking expansion of The Sims. It might have even been the original Sims. I don't even remember. All I know is that all my dudes were always too tired to learn any fucking thing that was in the expansions, and fuck it.
The best part is when they're hungry and they're also tired and they can't go to bed because they're too hungry, so they'll sit there with their bowl of soup or whatever and eat like
and then
three
pass
spoonfuls
out.
And then pass out with their face in the bowl and then just awake enough to wake up and eat three more spoonfuls.
I mean, I got to the point where I feel like this is where I got with Barbies eventually, was that I would set up the house. I would just build the house from the ground up, give them all outfits, give them all names, and then get bored and leave.
Yeah, I haven't
and like not even fucking deal with it. And The Sims was pretty much the same, where I would just, you know, spoiler alert, I would just rosebud hack code whatever that gave you a bunch of Sim bucks, whatever the fuck they call them,
and then
build the most awesome house possible, and then just drown all my Sims in the pool.
The problem I have with The Sims, other than I love decorating houses, so that's always fun, but if you're trying to actually play the goddamn Sims, it's like you can either be optimal or you can have fun and let your Sims have any fun.
Yeah.
Because you're either sitting there like, I need my numbers to go up. I need these blue skill points.
Yeah,
you guys are going to live in this efficient little crazy house. Or you're just telling them to, you know, fart on each other all the time and have affairs.
Have either one of you played The Sims Social?
No.
Yeah.
I quit The Sims Social last October. Yeah. I played it for about 6 months, and I liked it until the only way that I could get ahead in the game was to harass my Facebook friends.
Yeah.
To like, oh, can you give me this newspaper so that I can upgrade my art skill? Oh,
I
can
don't
you
like that.
Can
I
you
don't
give
like
me such
that.
And such? And like, that's why I never fucking played Farmville.
Right.
And that's
why like I it's never the same thing with like Dragon fucking, Vale. And,
yeah, I never played any like Sim Social was the only Facebook game that I've played since the days of just having different apps where there was like Petrolhead and and just like these shitty little apps that were made by these two guys sitting in their basement. Like, now that it has become a huge... What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing. Sorry.
Listener mail. All right. What is your preferred type of game? Preferred type of MMO character? Preferred food to eat while gaming? That's
three questions.
That's Florin.
I think it's okay if Florin asks three questions.
Florin is allowed because Florin said nice things about us on the internet. Hi Florin.
Florin. So what is your preferred type of game? Good question.
I generally...
In terms of what?
Genre, I think.
Okay.
Or anything, really.
I'm very RPG, personally.
Me too.
Yeah. JRPGs or Western or both?
I guess a mix of both. I got like I feel like if Mario can be considered an RPG, but like Spyro was really the first game that I just played start to finish by myself. Like, in the days of Mario and, like, Nintendo and Super Nintendo, I was always playing with my sister, so she was the main character, and I was whatever the fuck the backup was. Oh, man.
That's... And, I so, feel like, kind of bad for you. Although, Tails is awesome.
Yeah, Tails is... I played a shit ton of Sonic. Like, don't get me wrong.
Me too.
But I feel like... RPGs have just always been my favorite.
I think Ratchet and Clank was sort of my my Sonic.
You like the platformers.
I do like the platformers, but I also like the RPGs, like Fable.
Yeah, I like Fable a lot.
Fable 2, I would actually, the guy that I was dating at the time, I would be like, I have to clean my house for a few hours, and then I'll be by.
He doesn't know that you haven't cleaned your house for, like, forever. 3 months.
Melissa's ex-boyfriend is learning things about her.
So I would go home and play Fable for, like, 8 hours, and then I'd be like, sorry, I got really caught up in cleaning.
We were like, I just have to go have sex with a different dude, and then go home and play Fable.
How about you, Jenny?
I like, I've played a lot of the JRPGs. I like action adventures. I feel like we're all giving kind of stereotypical girl answers, but fine.
Is Fable a stereotypical?
But I also more of a girly, and I like sim games.
I feel like Clank. I know a lot of guys who like.
I feel like we say RPG in the terms of like a very loose thing. Like
it's true.
It's gotten to the point where, you know, Fallout 3 is an RPG, but it's also a first-person shooter in some respects, and like they're just. I just really like having the feel of following a character from start to finish, and it has
being
gotten,
able to sort of mold
it's
who
like,
they are.
It's a super loosely generated term.
And that's it's supposed to be a stereotypical girl gamer trait that you like accumulating things and building a character.
See, but I'm going to say
this. Absolutely true of me. I'm going to say that.
I'm going to say this at the risk of losing friends. I'm sorry to people that I'm friends with that really... are gonna hate me after this. I don't like the Harvest Moon games.
Why will people hate you?
I don't know, because I just know so many people that love it. And I'm like, I just don't want to make numbers bigger. I don't doing this. Like, it's just,
it was too giving me these tasks. And, but it was
don't give a shit about those goddamn cows.
And you give them a hug and the
you know what? Did you know?
After like a minute.
Did you know that in fucking, what the fuck is that game called?
Fuck.
No.
I would play fucking what the fuck is that game called.
Jesus, I can't remember.
Good.
It's a game where it has no point. There's like no things to fight. No, it's a newer
shortcake
game.
Musical match.
Guys, sorry.
This is serious.
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious now.
Well, if you're being serious, then I guess we'll have to have a very serious conversation.
One word.
What word?
I don't know. It's on an internet. But like the one thing that you can do is like massage a butterfly.
What?
Huh.
Things like that, like games like that.
Are you talking about Glitch?
Yeah, I'm talking about Glitch. Okay. Totally.
You hate
the
Glitch.
Fucking name of it. I really don't
you
like Glitch.
You mentioned it last time.
Massage a butterfly.
Don't
massaging
be sorry. Butterflies and fucking hugging cows. This is a video game. I play Skyrim where I'm killing everything.
Aww. You can also massage butterflies in Skyrim, though. Just their wings come off and go into your inventory.
Yeah, you just pull them apart and make potions out of their body parts.
Speaking of body parts, what's your preferred food to eat while gaming?
Funyuns.
Lauren wants to know. Funyuns.
Funyuns.
How about you, Jenny?
If I'm into a game, I don't know how you're supposed to eat.
Yeah, me either.
I just get a pound bag of Funyuns, you'll be fine. It used to be Cheetos, and then Zach told me that horrible story of him eating too many Cheetos in a Dungeons & Dragons session, so now I don't eat Cheetos very much anymore because it's good it's going to happen to me.
If I'm into a game, I pretty much just eat. Like, breakfast, lunch, dinner, while I'm playing the game. My keys show that there's food...
Oh,
like stuck to my fingers when I'm like playing a game for hours, like Minecraft. There was a time where I would just take every meal to my computer while I was playing Minecraft.
I mean, I do that too, but I also have those Tyson Anytizers.
Oh yeah, nice.
I do like chicken nuggets. It's basically like I will just eat a jar of pickles. There's really nothing fucking stopping me from eating whatever.
Oh, the pickles are good. Pickles are a good game.
Pickles are a really good
eating
game. Like, game sometimes I will go food. To Subway, or I will order Chinese takeout or something. But if I'm good. Really into a game, yeah. I mean, we order a ton
Papa
of pizza.
John's.
I will get an angel food cake and a thing of strawberries.
Well, you just grab at with, it.
Yes, you grab a chunk of the angel food cake. Put you take a strawberry. You get no. Okay, so you take the angel food cake. The angel food cake is in your left hand. Just a big chunk ripped off the cake, and then you take your squirt can of Ready Whip.
Nice.
Yes.
And then you squirt the cream onto the angel food cake. You pick up the strawberry. And then in the left side of your mouth, you shove the cake in, and then you take a bite off the strawberry, and then you chew and swallow.
Okay, nice. So I just want to point out right now that Jenny is the person that coined the phrase video games taco, and I am hereby nominating her for the Nobel fucking prize for being a goddamn genius. That is the best snack I've ever heard of in my life.
Thank you.
How right did on. You...
I have this Jesus. Pathological fear of dirtying a plate.
Nice. Yeah. I think that's actually a very adaptive behavior. I don't think
Thank
that's
you.
Pathological.
That's why if I ever managed to pass my genes on, which I doubt it, because I don't think I would have sex with someone who was me.
I would.
Not after I saw them shove an entire angel food cake.
Just a chunk of it. It's just a chunk.
That's hot.
It's pretty great.
What's next on the listener mail?
This, let's see. Building off of the last question, says R Chicken. Hi, R Chicken.
Hi.
I am excited about answering this question, so I'm going to let you guys go first.
Okay.
When given a choice, because I got lots to say. When Uh-oh. Given a choice between a male and female character, which do you pick? If you pick male, is there any particular reason?
Wow, you had this big Jesus sigh. Are you annoyed Christ. By the question? Or
no. I just, like, I honestly wish that I could pick a gender-neutral character
Ditto.
In a video game. Like, okay, really? I can understand. I read that entire post on the forums, but they were talking about how guys tend to pick female characters because
Do they?
If they have to stare at somebody's ass for hours and hours on end, they'd rather it be a female ass, which
well,
is
yeah.
totally a thing. Like, I've totally mm-hmm. been hearing that for the last 15 years from my male friends.
Okay.
But it's also, like, I don't like playing a female character usually because...
Really?
There are just people that walk up to you and decide to fight you, or they decide to flirt with you, or they like send you derogatory messages or something.
Okay.
And
so
if you play as a guy,
multiplayer,
right?
Does this change? Would you still want to play a gender neutral character if it was a total single player and not on the internet?
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
Even with games like KOL, where, you know, people will say they're a female to get free stuff from strangers, which
huh.
is, you know, like, if you have enough of a commandeering
wow.
personality.
I wish I'd
like,
thought of that.
I've been playing KOL for long enough that I've gotten to know various members of the community, but there are still people that think I'm a guy.
Interesting.
Or like, there was one
well,
person that thought I was
a
lesbian
really nice
for a really
mustache.
Long time. I know, thank you.
Well, what do
but
you
like,
guys...
It's just, I would rather play a male character, personally.
Mm-hmm. I am glad to hear you say that. I had to sit through this diversity workshop
uh-huh.
the other day, and they were talking about how they did the study, asking white men going to Princeton how much they would have to get paid to be black. So they would have their entire life be exactly the same, have as much money, blah, 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 but they would have to be black. And the average price was like $1 million. And
yeah.
the diversity seminar facilitator was like, well, that's ridiculous. I mean, of you women, who would want to be a male? And I was the only one out of like 30 mm-hmm. women who said, I would, you know, get paid to change my gender to male.
I am totally with you on this. I would be a man in a heartbeat.
Me too.
And
Even
everybody
if it just meant like more respect.
Uh-huh.
Everybody in the seminar was like, "Are you serious? What's wrong with you? Like, that's so wrong and weird." And I was like, "Hello, you know." And I listed off the reasons why it might
women
be.
Get paid 20% less than men.
I couldn't, and I was the only one out of 30 women who would experiment with being
so
another.
Crazy.
And then I was thinking, Yeah, there were so many things that pissed me off about that seminar. But that's a great question. I agree with Emily. I think I'd like to be a gender-neutral character and sort of build my character. And there might be male aspects and female aspects.
Mm.
One of the things I liked about Fable 2 was I played a female character, but I actually ended up looking more male because of the choices that I made.
They've started to build that more in MMOs and stuff. Also, because like
modular...
There are ways where I know, like in the Old Republic, they made it so that you could choose to be a female, but you could alter your build in the character creation to make yourself look more, you know, bulky and male-like. And you know, it's to the point where, you know, I wish there was a gender-neutral choice.
We don't even have a gender-neutral pronoun in our language, which it's makes it hard.
I know, it's like, they. Is that what you call somebody that is? I don't know. But
the thing I liked about Fable was the fact that you wouldn't have to kind of choose that build. It would just sort of come to you if you were using a lot of strength or you were using a lot of weaponry versus magic.
Oh, so and that's more muscular.
So you would become more muscular. Like
your shoulders would get broader.
So like a male character who used more magic would wind up
possibly. I don't know. Yeah, I hadn't tried that. I mean, I had like lesbian relationships and heterosexual.
I wonder to what extent that was a factor.
Yeah, I wonder how much that played into it too.
Okay, so Jenny has a lot to say about this, she
said. We've been taking up the time. So, Jenny, what are your thoughts? Okay.
Well, it's interesting. I'm kind of on the other side of the fence from you guys.
Do tell.
You like playing ladies?
I basically want to play myself in any game.
Oh.
Which makes it really hard to play, like, Dungeons & Dragons or anything. But
I'm actually with you, like, on even though I like the option... Mm-hmm. Of like a lot of games I do, like it's weird to me when I can't choose to play
that's
female.
Why I was super into Tony Hawk
for a while.
Like, why? You could play a woman?
Well, no. Okay. There were like two chicks to choose from and
there
they
was
sucked.
One. There was Alyssa Steamer.
Alyssa Steamer, I'm sorry.
Her stats were not necessarily the best.
They were terrible.
But, okay. So, Tony Hawk, Pro Skater 1, Pro Skater 2. I'm just going to do the brag a little bit about my one achievement that I have accomplished in life is full completion on Tony Hawk 2. I mentioned this on a job interview one time.
Nice.
That's full completion, including the entirety of the gap checklist.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Kevin would be impressed.
Wow. I am impressed. Jesus Christ. That is a big deal.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
That is so nuts.
It has gotten me very far.
See, but now anybody would hire you to be their professional skateboarder.
I would hope not. So then Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 came out, and I was super excited to play it because you could create your own skater.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I got to the character creation screen. There were no fucking female skaters.
So
you could not create a female skater.
Okay. So really, you could not create your own skater. You could create your own male
you
skater.
You could create your own male skater.
But
exactly.
I mean, I feel like as much as I don't want it to be true, because when I started playing and eventually pretty much mastered the gathering of the videotapes that is involved with Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
And the letters.
Like, I played with one girl and two guys, so it was 50-50 of, like, we would all take turns, and, you know, we were just sitting in this shitty-ass row home taking turns of playing various characters and playing against each other.
Is that a home for robots?
No, it's just a row home.
What's a row home?
It's a like townhouse, but there are more of them in a row. Actual townhouse. Yeah, a row home. It was just the shitty ass abode.
I think in the Midwest they call them cheese shacks.
Cheese shacks.
Huh. No, they don't. Huh. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
oh,
I was
okay.
Say, Wisconsin.
You were trying to make it.
They
that's
call
funny.
It hot dish.
But yeah, that's a dumb story about my times playing Tony Hawk. But there are certain games that, especially if Hey, I want to do one.
I know, I was going to burn.
I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry. So, like, there are certain games where, especially if it's an MMO that I'm playing with Zach, mm-hmm. in order to make myself more recognizable to him, I will make it look a little more like me, but not mm-hmm. by much.
So does he not recognize you if you don't look like you?
I don't know.
Have you tried make it with him by looking like someone else?
Hey, we've done dance parties. We started a dance party once in the Old Republic. There were like 10 people in it.
hey.
What? Oh, this is another thing that I wanted to talk about that ties in. Why are you giving me eye rows?
I don't know.
You're giving me sexy eyebrows across the table.
This is my sexy voice.
Really?
So this ties into...
I'm kind of drunk. I haven't eaten all day, and I'm two beers into my night.
You a giant freaking beer. So Riff and I were playing WoW together for a while, and Riff always plays female characters.
Okay.
Which is actually a thing I want him to talk about on the podcast sometime.
Okay.
You got called out, Riff.
Yeah, you're going to talk about this. So we had some Draenei who were pretty hot. And we're running around just, like, questing, so we're not, like, wearing our most optimal gear.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically just dressed up. And I had a mage who had this cloth outfit that I liked because it kind of looked like jeans and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something that I would actually wear in real life, except on this crazy goat alien chick.
Nice.
Hot.
Yeah. So I'm running around in that. He's a shaman. He's got this, like, crazy black frickin' male bikini outfit. With these, like, sexy boots. Just, you know, like, power slut.
Right on.
Kind of look. And we're running around questing together. And dudes are hitting on him left and right.
That is hilarious.
No one hits on me once.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty great.
What else do we have in there for the...
Oh, God.
You know, when they used to, like... put their hand into a big bag of listener questions back in the day.
I was going to say eyeballs.
I wish we could just kind of do that because, like, no offense to this guy, but when I first read it, I made fun of it a little bit.
In your head?
No, out loud to Jenny as we were sitting on my bed.
Did you throw up a little in your mouth?
That's what I was thinking.
Shabby asked a question, and I don't know if I should ask it the way it's supposed to be asked or the way he wrote it.
Why didn't you ask it in a high, squeaky voice?
Okay. I don't think I can do that without laughing. But would you prefer an evening of playing an online game with friends or a board game with your friends in person? And as a follow-up, would you play a video game version of a board game over the board game itself?
Huh.
Some board games I most definitely would. The kind with the fiddly little pieces. Like Elder Sign.
Okay.
Elder Sign is a game that's a lot of fun to play on the iPad.
Okay.
And I just don't want
to deal with the little
physical.
That way about Ticket to Ride also.
Yeah. Does that get annoying with all those little trains?
Yeah. And it really does, because when somebody shifts, knocks something, it's really terrible
to
figure out what's going on.
Carcassonne as sort of a solitaire on the iPad. I would actually prefer to play it on the iPad as a solitaire puzzle game rather than play it with somebody else as a board game.
I think as a social evening, I would rather my friends be there in person.
Yeah.
That's not saying anything against playing with people online.
Right. Right. It's just your preference and my preference as well. Like something like Seven Wonders. Yeah. I really like playing a board game with a bunch of different people.
I mean, sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
I mean, for the last, I don't know, 2 years of my life, every Thursday has been game night where I will get a hold of, it's kind of become tradition enough that there is just at least 5 or 6 of us that get together every Thursday night and play a board game or 5. And, you know, sometimes we get distracted from doing so, but it's a really nice feeling considering... they have Dominion online now, and there are just all sorts of board games that have been made to be online. Ticket to Ride also, which I would rather play online, but it's also nice to be around people. And at Phoenix Comic Con, I played the board game Puerto Rico for the first time. Never played it before.
Oh, I love Puerto Rico.
I beat Kevin at a board game that I never played before.
Did angels fucking descend from heaven?
They did in my mind.
Did he overturn a table?
No, he just sat there and was like, good game. And I'm like, holy shit. I just don't want to make you feel terrible. So I don't want to gloat, but seriously, I never played that game before, and you have, and I beat you, and I never beat you at anything.
I love Puerto Rico. I'm a good enough person to not gloat.
It's such a good game.
Speaking of annoying setup, though, I mean, Puerto Rico, there's so many things to set up. It takes forever.
And that just, like, I would rather play that in person than online, though. And it's weird because, like, I will totally set up Dominion. I will totally set up Thunderstone. I will totally, like, sit there and spend the time doing that.
Yeah.
Especially even, like, Agricola, where it's just, you know, dishes. We set out dishes for our various pieces. Oh, nice. And I would rather do that just because there is that, like, human quality in it. But then there are also games like Ticket to Ride where if somebody bumps the board, you're all fucked. Yeah. So, I don't know. I feel like I'm 90-10 here.
Yeah. I don't know. I've had a lot of fun running around, especially with friends who are kind of crazy people. And, like, every time you go raiding with them, everything kind of sets on fire.
Huh.
Yeah, like the kind of friends who will aggro everything in a 50-foot radius and then, like, lead it back to you and then wipe everybody.
That sucks.
That's just, I'm talking about you, Ben.
Hi, Ben. Calling you out.
Why are you calling everyone out tonight, Jenny?
I don't know, it's just,
Jesus.
It's call out
You're like,
night,
I'm not
man.
Taking any fucking shit from you bastards.
I feel like Casey Kasem. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Wow.
As far as I know, he's still
alive. Still kicking as far as I know, yeah. So we have a lot of other listener mail.
Oh, crap. Okay,
but I think we should save it for the next time, actually.
Oh, do you think we should save it?
I do.
We should try and get through some more, though.
We have time?
I mean, ish. I feel like a decent amount of so far is going to be edited out.
Yeah, I feel like we should just keep talking until... I feel like the more that we have to be edited, the better.
All right. Mr. Crack wants to know, what do you think could be the reasons that female developers of games, software, hardware are so few and far between? Would there actually be a way to get more women interested in this type of thing, or is it more of a, it's somewhat unfortunate, but it is how it is and can't really be changed situation?
You know, I was thinking about this on the walk to the condo, and what I was thinking is that, okay, when I think of female game developers, I think, like, Roberta Williams, Jane Jensen, like, adventure game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and kind of that. And then interactive fiction, if we consider that to be games.
Oh, that would be very female-oriented.
A ton of female interactive fiction.
Which makes more sense because females are biologically more verbal, and males much more about movement and moving in space. So that actually makes sense.
So interesting.
This actually this brought out a lot of thought stems in my brain. I really think it's interesting if you just to try and draw a parallel between things. If you go back and look at any of the old Looney Tunes cartoons, there are literally no females that work on them. It's all male. I understand that was a different time, but I kind of relate that to, you know, what video games are now, because video games aren't nearly as old as cartoons were. And I just met a girl last night who is super awesome, who used to work for Cartoon Network, and she's an animator, and she's amazing. She's really fun to talk to. Her shit is really great. And I feel like the way that females in animation are now is the way that females in video games will be 50 years from now.
So you think the medium is just young?
It is just so young.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that it's going to be mostly male because I feel like males just naturally saturate.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that women are too smart to get in on the new big thing until it's been established?
I think that they're actually, I don't want to say oppressed, but I feel like men sort of take it and run with it. So... But jumping off of that, I worry, though, because, like, screenwriters and directors, I mean, female directors are still kind of few and far between, unfortunately. Kind of. And, like, Nora Ephron, who just passed away, was...
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she passed away. Oh. She was amazing. And even, like, you know, 40 years ago, when they had female directors, it was sort of, like, on the down low, or they weren't really celebrated. And that's still... I don't want to say it's still the case, but I feel like females are still not well represented in Hollywood in terms of right. directors. And I don't know what that's about, honestly.
I don't either.
I think it's a matter of, like, a female will think about being an actress more than a director.
You think
like,
so?
I think males, they're it seems really sexist to say this, and it sucks, but I'm also a lady, and I have boobs and everything. But I think
I have girl parts.
Yeah. I think that, like, it's in terms of, you know, a guy will look at something and see the various aspects of it, where a girl that is inclined to be involved in the same thing will think of it in a different way and see it as more of a superficial type of thing. Not to insult females, because I am one and I like them a lot. I like looking at boobies and stuff. But, like, it has gotten to the point where I've noticed that there are a lot more females that are doing things that are more in the spotlight, and if they can't get a job in the spotlight, then they just don't bother with it at all. And I think that carries over to game development in terms of, like, I'm not saying there are zero female game developers out there, because I'm sure there are, and they do really great stuff and they're amazing, and it's just a matter of, like, the fact that the animators of 50 years ago were predominantly male and now they're not, like, that has gotten to be more of a diverse crowd.
Predominantly male, I think, though. And I guess I take a different tact in the sense that I do feel like it's still harder for women to break into the field.
Oh, totally.
For whatever reason. And it's kind of like engineering. I've had a couple of female friends who were in electrical engineering and ended up just bailing because it was too hard. It was too hard to deal with a male-dominated field. It was too hard.
I feel like if you're talking about making a game in your bedroom with whatever tools and just putting it out on the internet the way that some people do indie games, I don't feel like there's a lot of room for male oppression in that. Like, then you can be ignored once it's on the internet. I don't know. I know the reason that I haven't made a game and put it out on the internet is because I'm lazy.
Hey, guess what? You have, though. I've played it on the internet.
Yeah, you have, actually. So that doesn't count.
Okay. But other than that one, I don't know why more girls are not hobbyist indie game developers that I am aware of.
I
feel like you would almost get a lot of press just for being a girl.
I'm going to channel Zach right now and be like, hey, maybe it's because you're too busy popping out babies like you're supposed to.
You know, a question that I want to know why this question doesn't get asked is, why are there not more guys on Etsy? Why are there not more guys carving wooden vaginas and selling them for $50?
There are a lot of guys on Etsy, though.
Are there a lot of guys on Etsy?
Yeah, I would say there's probably 40 to 50% are guys.
Wow, really?
Do we have time for one more question, or do we think we're going to just kind of go away for a while? Because when is the next time you're coming into town?
Anytime you want.
Oh, yeah.
KOL Con in September.
Yeah. Oh, Dragon
and Dragon Con. We'll all be together at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
That's in September, and it's July, and then
I thought it was in August.
It's the end of August. It's the last.
It's like the last weekend of August.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean,
let's do another question.
One more question.
I have the power.
It's the final countdown.
Let's see what we have here.
Guys, I should have eaten before we started recording.
Oh, no.
Do you ladies enjoy playing games with your fellas? If so, what's the ratio of co-op to adversarial? I play a lot of co-op with Kevin. Like, we'll play mind games. Yes, we'll play tons of mind games. And then we break up and we get back together and then we break up and then we get back together and then we break up.
I'm learning a lot about your relationship.
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
We play a lot of Minecraft together.
Riff and I cannot play games together for the most part. Like, we played Portal 2, and that was fun. But his style of gameplay is to, like, sneak around and explore every single corner and get all the fucking treasure, because he's got that obsessive compulsive thing. And I like to locate the quest objective, run up to it,
right,
and
on.
Set it the fuck on fire.
But you played WoW together the other
day. We did play WoW together, and that was fine.
Em, how about you and Zach?
We will play games at the same time,
mm-hmm.
As each other, but mm-hmm. we will probably...
It's not like
times,
you do this and I'll
yeah,
do this.
There are a few times where we have played MMOs together, and he knows so much more about MMOs than me
mm-hmm.
that he will... If it's... especially we ran into this with the Old Republic, where... He would run ahead and kill everything because he would just tank and I would be the healer. But I also had a companion that was a healer, so I would just stand there doing nothing. He would finish, you know, the kill 10 rats quest, and I would just still be like, no, fuck that. I still have to kill 8 more rats.
You know,
like, and
I had some of that trouble with Riff too.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the only child thing.
I don't know. I'd like, because Kevin doesn't seem to have that problem.
Doesn't seem to have what
does
problem?
Does Kevin wait for you to kill all the rats?
Where, like...
Oh, please, no.
Yeah.
He, like,
okay,
goes off
then.
And just does shit.
Yeah,
like,
and then, like, it got to the point where the only legitimate fight we have ever had was over the Old Republic, because I was just like, well, fuck it. If you're going to finish this quest way before I do, then I'm going to go off and do my own quest and see you later. Yeah. And then he really got legitimately mad at me, so...
Does he also do the thing where if a weapon drops... And, like, it's up for both of you. He will look at it first and then go, oh, no, I don't need this. You can have it.
No. He probably does. I just don't really pay attention.
Yeah.
Like, when it's a roll need for greed thing, I will just roll greed
I guess I'm
everything.
Thinking mostly of Borderlands.
Okay.
Like, Riff will run around and pick up the guns and decide if he needs
I played Borderlands by myself because Zach had played it beforehand. Excuse me. And... hated it, I think. He at least disliked it and didn't bother playing any more of it, but he got it for me for Christmas, and I also didn't really like it very much, because if you go the wrong way, then you're kind of screwed, and you just get killed over and over again.
I love Borderlands.
I wish I played more of it. I really do.
Yeah.
But
Riff got mad at me, because he kept trying to set up his sniper shot for, like, 30 minutes, and then I would come in, and I had this thing that shot, like, 6 missiles that would set shit on fire.
That's awesome.
He could not see anything. And then I took the perk where shooting your dudes heals them.
Wow.
So not only could he not see the enemy, because I was blowing that up, but I would just turn around and say, oh, your health is low. Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, my God.
Not to reduce us all to biology again, but I do wonder, like, we're, like, biologically, females are very social, very affiliative, and I wonder if that's one reason why we, or at least as a gender, have been less involved in video game development in the sense that that's, you know, historically, I mean, that's changing, but historically it was very much like a one-on-one thing. Like, you are with the screen doing this thing. It's all based on movement and killing and mastering.
So I,
whereas
that,
now it's becoming more social, and I wonder
now that social gaming, I wish that was not a term that meant just stupid bullshit.
Yeah, no shit. Like, meant Facebook, lame ass, Farmville.
I mean, I really,
blah, blah, blah.
I much more enjoy playing a one-player game at the same rate as Zach playing the same one-player game in the same room, where, like, even if he played it a week before, like, I will just say, oh, well, I'm stuck on this one part. Can you give me one vague hint about what I'm supposed to do next?
Yeah.
And, you know, he'll say, are you sure? And it's kind of
cheating.
So
you're cheating, basically.
Basically cheating.
I hate that comment.
I do it every so often, and it's basically, like, with The Walking Dead, for instance, the first episode, I was like, so I, like, there are several parts in the game of Walking Dead that you have to choose who you want to save and who you want to just, you know, let fate decide what happens to them. And there were a couple of times where I was like, well, because you only have a certain amount of time. You only have, like, 5 seconds to decide. But it was like, well, I could choose to let this guy live. I could choose to let this kid die. What do I do? Like, what's mm-hmm. going on? And I was like, well, if I choose to let this guy live, is he going to die anyway? Because I want to know. And yeah. and Zach was like, I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I'm sorry. Oh. And I was like, but you played this, and I know you know what happens if I choose this. Mm-hmm. And he would still be like, no. Just figure, just make so your you decision.
Had, basically, you had a different goal than he did. Yeah. And so you really, that information would have helped you achieve right. your goal in a way that wasn't necessarily going to diminish the value of the game.
Right, yeah.
And yet he was like, no, your goal should be my goal, and I really can't ruin it for you. Yeah. Interesting.
So, all right.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time?
We are way over on time.
Okay.
So I think what we should do is wind down here a little bit. I just want to say, you guys can, all these listeners that we have, I'm sure we have 600 million by this point because we're awesome. You can find us on Twitter at VG Hot Dog. We tried to make a VG Taco, but that has already been taken by some foreigner that yeah, thought that like would be funny with one fucking tweet. So
I mean, she thought
give it
that,
up.
She thought that it would be funny before we did this podcast.
Jeez.
So really, we're the ones with the problem.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. So tweet at VG Hot Dog. Tell them that you think we're kind of cool too. And then maybe they'll let us steal their equipment for another week in the future and let us deal
end
with
of August, we're
cool
thinking.
Times. End of August.
Tell
so.
Them I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm also
Wait,
pretty hungry.
I might not be hungry then.
No, you should just tweet
I'll
at them.
Hungry.
Everyone
them
is hungry.
We're always hungry.
That's true.
So you can also find us on email.
And that would be vghotdog@gmail.com. Or check us out on the website.
Or you could website us at
videogameshotdog.com.
Nice.
Or you can
actual website?
Find one of the stickers that somebody apparently put all over the place near the convention center, which is the reason why people aren't allowed to give out stickers, and that's Uh-oh. Why we didn't give out stickers, and I saw three of them on my way out of the
yeah,
convention center.
Yeah, we're not
center.
Supposed to for some reason.
Yeah, no, because people will stick them anywhere, and I saw that, and
I'll stick it anywhere.
We handed,
I know
whoa.
You'll stick it anywhere.
We handed a few out, and it ended up being a clusterfuck. But videogameshotdog.com is your number one place. You can also find us on iTunes at videogameshotdog.
Yeah, give the guys a rating.
Give the guys a rating. Write a
give
little
us a
review.
Rating.
You
yeah.
know what? You should talk about how much you love boobs as
and,
a review
and
on
taco.
iTunes. Yeah, you like yeah. taco, too, because that's yeah. us.
Thanks and for checking out taco number two.
Yeah, I hope we keep doing this because I really like it. And
I think we will.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
It makes me pretty happy.
Right
Can
on.
I make another Mike Tyson punch-out joke? Or
Please
is that
do.
Yes.
I think that's an excellent ending for our episode.
Let's make every Mike Tyson punch-out joke we can think of. Oh,
yeah.
Melissa, I realize that you might not like sword and sorcery because it's basically Mike Tyson's punch-out.
Oh.
There was an amazing
that might be
game
why.
That, again, I'm going to just forget the fuck out of every video game. Ever
Woo!
But there's one part where a boss is Mike Tyson from Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Wow.
Also in The Hangover,
the
I
movie?
Wanted to punch out Mike Tyson and steal his tiger.
Was I'm he in The Hangover?
He had a
yes.
tiger.
I must have been so hungover while watching that movie that I missed
oh
it.
Yes.
Oh, this is movie pictures. That's what they want.
It's a show.
Right on.
Everybody, party hard. Don't drink too much. Wear a seatbelt.
Stay in school.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Winners, don't
only,
do drugs.
Only do drugs that will make you feel better about yourself. That don't
right
kill
on.
You.
I like that modification.
Good. All
right,
right. I love you. I love everyone. Good times. I'm going to go eat a booger lunch.
Good night.
From
everybody.
Booger Dinner.
Ooh, Burger Lounge.
Booger Dinner. Why does everybody homeless or look like they homeless?
Classic.
Yeah.
Why does everybody homeless or look like they homeless?
I don't know. I don't know why that happens.